This evening, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey released transcripts of emergency calls and radio transmissions, including calls from Port Authority workers who were inside the World Trade Center towers the morning of September 11, 2001. The release of these transcripts, nearly 2,000 pages, comes 2 weeks before the second anniversary of the terrorist attacks. Reporter Andrea Bernstein with member station WNYC has been reading through the transcripts, and she joins us now. Andrea, what have you learned so far?
Well, the transcripts really show the Port Authority Police Department and Port Authority employees struggling to deal with this developing emergency, which, of course, no one knew what was happening as it went on. There are lots and lots of phone calls from people on the upper floors saying it's smoky, there's debris, there are people hurt, what should we do? One of the most poignant of these was from Christine, the assistant manager of Windows on the World, which was, of course, the restaurant at the top of the World Trade Center, saying, we're having an event here, we have 75 to 100 people, there's a lot of smoke, what should we do? And the police officers advise her to stay put. To call back in 2 minutes to find out an escape route. And she calls back and she says, there's smoke in all the stairwells. Where can we go that's safe? And they say, well, we have to get back to you. And then she calls again and again, four times in all. And the last time she says, we're running out of oxygen. It's no joke. What should we do? Should we break a window? And she's advised, do whatever you have to do, and we will get up there to you. Now, of course, we know that did not happen. There are also many, many calls from relatives of Port Authority employees saying, I'm just trying to find out about so-and-so. Is so-and-so injured? Is so-and-so hurt? And in each case, they're assured, yes, we have no reports of injuries. We have no reports of fatalities. One of the lengthiest of these calls was from Christy Ferrer, the wife of the director of the Port Authority, Neil Levin, who is a good friend of New York, or was a good friend of New York Governor George Pataki. And she is telling the police officer, I'm sorry to bother you, but we can't find Neil. I want to find him. The governor wants to find him. We don't know where he is. Can you please help us? And they say, we'll do what we can. Mr. Levin was one of those who did not make it out.
It sounds like a lot of horrifying detail, Andrea. Do these transcripts, do you think, change in any way the scenario of what we know happened that day?
Well, I think that they do provide a lot of details. There's an awful lot here from people who were inside the buildings and who were calling out and were calling out. We have heard some transcripts of 911, but I think that these provide a layer of detail, especially from the people who are calling in, not necessarily from the point of view of the actions of the emergency personnel. But we do hear, you know, the desperation of those people on the upper floors. What should we do? We're trapped. We can't get out.
Mm-hmm. The Port Authority only released these transcripts after being sued by the New York Times. What's the reaction of family members of the victims from that day?
It's a very mixed reaction. Some people say we're outraged, this is an invasion of our privacy, it's an exploitation of our suffering. But there are people who say to me, my mother died. One woman said to me, my mother died on the 78th floor. I want to know what happened there. I want to know what went on, and this can give me a clue. It's especially important to people who have no remains, no personal effects, nothing tangible at all to remind them of their loved ones.
Okay, thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
Andrea Bernstein from WNYC in New York.